Hi, welcome to the Film Pigs podcast. This is a special bacon episode.
Always special.
Bacon's always special. Steve Falk was not available for this month's recording because he is directing. What is he doing? He's in Florida.
Is he in Florida? I thought he was in Atlanta.
Or Atlanta?
I don't know.
I thought it was Florida.
He's got a gig.
Yeah, and he's directing a show or something.
Something.
For, what's it called?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's called, we probably shouldn't say because we don't know if it's a...
It's like a cable show.
Yeah, it's a...
I don't know.
Direct to cable.
I honestly don't know what it is.
It's a direct to cable. Yeah, I don't know.
I just know he's gone for 3 weeks, and I thought it was Florida.
Actually, he might not be doing anything. He just might not want to
You just didn't
want to...
I don't want to do this. I'm just going to tell
him... I'm going to tell him I'm out of town for 3 weeks on a job.
Directing something for 3 weeks. Sorry. Sure. This bacon episode is going to be about the fact that Steve Skelton and I just saw, with my entire family, saw Rambo... Last Blood. It's not First Blood.
It's not First Blood. It's not even Second Blood.
No, it's the last.
It's not Penultimate Blood. It's Last Blood.
It's Last Blood.
No more blood.
They're out of blood.
No more blood.
They've run out of blood. We're down to the last blood.
If they do another one, the only thing they could call it is Rambo No Blood.
He slits throats and just ducks, nothing, comes out.
Nothing. The guy just shrugs.
I'm sorry, dude.
Sorry, there's no more blood.
No more blood.
You used all the blood the last one.
Why are you still trying? I love the... Okay, so on IMDb, Rambo Last Blood is described as such.
Okay.
Rambo must confront his past and unearth his ruthless combat skills to exact revenge in a final mission.
I mean, that's really, like, nondescript and noncommittal.
Yeah.
Like, could you get more noncommittal about describing a Rambo movie? It's just like, Rambo in Rambo whatever blood, Rambo must attack things.
With pointy objects.
Because he's Rambo. That tells you nothing.
No, I know.
But that could apply to any of the Rambo movies.
It could apply to any. And now that I've read that, I want to say to listeners, if you're thinking about seeing Rambo Last Blood, there will be spoilers. So shut
spoilers.
This off.
Spoilers.
Return to it after you watch Rambo.
I mean, I can't imagine, though, like, you know, what... How big could the community be that would get upset over Rambo Last Blood spoilers?
I don't know, but I...
Well, let's test it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that could be bad for us.
Really?
No, because I think...
Really? With our vast listenership?
Oh, well, that's true.
Like, I'm thinking, like, what's that percentage that also actually listens to us?
That's a good point.
I'm guessing nobody.
Nobody. You're right. So who cares?
Yeah.
But whatever, if you care about spoilers.
It was a sled. Rambo just wanted his sled.
Rambo wanted his sled back. Hey, you guys, no big deal. Just wants his sled back.
Rambo just wants his sled back.
Speaking of which...
We just conflated a couple of things.
That was a reference to Jason X, which is a slasher film set in space.
Why are you explaining these references? It could be a fun game for listeners to unravel the stupid puzzle.
Well, I thought it was going to lead us into a great conversation. It was like a nice...
Really?
It was a
Did
nice...
You? Did you really think it was going to be a great conversation?
No, but I was just using it as
it's
a bridge.
Fill time.
Because I thought that Rambo Last Blood was less a Rambo movie and more of a slasher film. Torture porn slasher film.
Well, it was torture porn.
I mean, Rambo's the bad, Rambo's the slasher.
Here's the thing.
Which is weird.
I thought Rambo Last Blood was more of a kind of the more generic... Taken ripoff.
It was more of a Death Wish ripoff.
But that conflated with that kind of thing with torture porn added. That was their formula they used, which I think this is the least Rambo-y of all of the Rambo movies.
I agree.
Because it's everything is just an excuse for Rambo to Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, at least even in the absurd sequels, it was vaguely connected to his past in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is just a random, new random characters that cause a random conflict. Mm-hmm. That then Rambo kills everybody.
I'm not sure why, because at the end of Rambo, the last Rambo movie.
You mean the fourth one?
The fourth one.
Yeah.
Not Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Right.
Not Rambo 3.
But, yeah.
And First Blood is just called First Blood.
It's just First Blood.
The character's name.
They've never tried to pull a George Lucas and do like a, it's Rambo and First Blood.
And the First
and
Blood.
And the First Blood. They at least stuck with it, just it's First Blood.
Yeah, they are leaving it alone. And yeah. I think that's a good idea.
It's appropriate.
But at the end of the fourth one.
Yeah.
After he murders all of.
Everyone in Burma / Myanmar.
Right. He murders all of those people.
He kills the entire army.
He kills the whole army.
In Myanmar.
To save Julie Benz. Which, okay.
It's what you do.
It's, you know, she's pretty. You gotta kill people. But at the end of that, he walks. Like, after he's murdered the whole country.
Yeah, he goes back to
the United States. Yeah, and the
walks
farmhouse.
Walks onto his ranch.
Yeah, in Arizona.
His family ranch.
Family ranch. But
is it in Arizona? Is that where it is?
I feel like in this movie it was, and I feel like this was supposed to be that.
Yeah.
Like, he walked into a farmhouse, and I think it was somebody that he knew or something? Or
no, it was his family. Because at the end, it was his family ranch, because at the end of Rambo 4, Rambo kills Burma. Which is the working title. The original working title. And then they
changed the name of the country.
Yeah,
so
and then
they
they're like, let's just call it Rambo. No, it's the mailbox says Rambo.
Oh, okay. Because...
So it's his, it's his family ranch.
It's his family ranch, and then and in this one he's living with...
Well, it's not really explained.
Has he taken them in?
I don't know exactly.
Or were they squatters? Like, when he showed up at the end of 4...
They were like, we thought you were going to come back because you were, you know, doing snakes and stuff in Thailand or wherever you were living.
Squatters.
No, I don't... I think it was... I think the implication was that they were the surrogate family he has in this new one,
mm-hmm.
were either part of the family that had worked on the ranch.
Yeah. When
I guess he must have walked at the end of the last Rambo to the ranch and discovered, his family that owned the ranch died,
mm-hmm.
and left him the ranch. And these are some of the people that were working on the ranch, families.
And so now they
workers,
live, yeah.
And then he kind of just took them in, and it's a surrogate family. It seems that's...
It's very vague.
It's vague, and it's also, that's fine, because do you really need that much backstory?
No. But the important thing is that these people that live on his farm,
mm-hmm.
one of them, I assume they were U.S. citizens, but...
Well, yeah, now one of them, the right wingy.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. This is...
This movie should have been Rambo versus ICE.
No, I agree. And we should talk about what this should have been.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting that the way that... Because this movie is essentially Rambo, white guy, murdering Mexicans.
Yeah, no, it's very racist and misogynist. Even for a Rambo movie.
Yeah, yeah. Rambo...
I think this is easily the most racist and most misogynist Rambo movie.
Which is saying a lot, because Rambo, the fourth one, is very racist.
Yeah.
And very misogynist.
Yeah.
And the other sequels had elements of that.
But the fourth one spends way more time telling you, like, hammering the theme of the movie, the fourth Rambo movie, which is violence is better than peace.
Right, right. Right. It's true. This one is, like you said, it's like a Taken Death Wish revenge fantasy film, but it takes its time to set up the reasons why you as an audience member are going to enjoy so much.
It takes way too much time, Zion.
Yeah, yeah. And the last, like, 20...
It takes, like, Act 1 and Act 2 setting it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some good gore, like, peppered in.
Well,
but it's
yeah.
not, but there aren't action
sequences.
Sure,
there's a broken clavicle that's exposed to the air every night.
It's gross.
But, you know, you gotta wait till, Act 2 for that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's... I would call this a thriller more than an action film.
Yeah.
And it, like, pacing-wise, it's just like a Jason movie. you know.
Well, it does have kind of more of a horror pacing.
Yeah.
Even though it's more thriller in structure.
Right. Or maybe not, maybe Jason's the wrong thing, but like a Saw movie. You know, it's like you're leading up to get to watch people be brutally murdered.
Yeah.
And the final, you know, act of this, which is the best part of the movie, just because it's like one gore gag after the other.
Yeah, it's an endless. Although I didn't think it was that great because I did find a lot of the action and gore. I thought it was. I don't know if it was shot and or edited very choppily, so you couldn't quite follow what was happening a lot of the time.
There was a lot of frame removal.
Yeah,
too.
They which were is the style. Shiny. It's the style now.
It's not a good style.
No, I don't like it because you can't tell what's happening.
Yeah, what's the point? But there are like blips, awesome blips of gore.
Yeah.
That's
what it should in the MPAA slug or
rated R
for harsh language and blips of gore.
So what I found interesting about the narrative,
adult themes,
such as it was, is the fact that he was going to rescue Mexican American girl.
Yeah. So here's the thing with the Rambo
from Mexicans.
Yeah, with Rambo Last Blood, it's it sticks with the franchises, the post First Blood franchises, right wing leanings.
Right.
In that it it sets up a set of bad guys, which the movie portrays essentially as anywhere in Mexico.
Right.
Like, there's no nuance to Mexico.
No, the dialogue was literally...
Mexico is just Mos Eisley.
The dialogue is literally the girl, his adopted daughter of sorts, saying, "I'm going to go to Mexico." And his response is...
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? And we don't know, like, in that dialogue, later on in the conversation, you realize, oh, it's because she wants to go see her monster dad.
Her estranged father.
Yeah, who's horrid, and he doesn't want her to do it. But the way it read at first was just, I'm going to Mexico, which I thought to mean maybe she's going on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because she's a young person about to go off to college. So
spring
maybe
break.
She was spring break. Spring break, y'all. You know, and his immediate response
is why? Yeah.
Is why would you go there?
Yeah, but then the movie only presents Mexico in the light of why would you go there?
It's true. Why would you go to the Mexico presented
there?
By,
which is
it's awful.
Know.
Yeah,
but it's also presented as awful. But then there's also no nuance in terms of why is it that way, and what part does north of Mexico have to play in why it's that way?
Right, right.
Like, there's none of that. It's just the terrible, awful world where terrible, awful things happen, and then Rambo has to kill the terrible, awful people that come from there.
Yeah. And it's just over that section of Trump's wall, which they had...
There are copious shots of.
My family did not notice that. Because I don't know that they've seen pictures of the Trump wall.
Oh, of the wall.
Because
slatted,
if you haven't seen pictures of what they're calling a wall, which looks an awful lot like a fence.
A giant fence.
You probably have a picture like a wall.
Right.
So
perhaps a Berlin wall.
A Berlin wall. That's what, I think you're right. I think that's, so when they didn't register the fencing.
Mm.
Because there are also giant aerial shots. You don't see the fence up close, so you don't really...
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, you're not going to...
But there were several shots that were very clearly just hitting the wall.
Right, right.
You know, the fencing.
And then, despite the fact that there's so many videos out there right now of people easily climbing the wall...
Yeah.
This gang of sex slavers, Mexican sex slavers, had a tunnel under the wall.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Well, yeah, because you can go under or over it. That's how walls work.
Yeah, and then
why they're not effective.
And then after they don't bother climbing the wall because they can just go under it. Stallone.
Well, but they also have to carry a lot of stuff. So
Stallone drives his truck through a border fence, which is
barbed
just
wire fence.
A barbed wire fence.
Yeah, because that's actually what most of the border is.
Right.
Right. Because he has to take the spoiler alert. dead body of the girl back. And you probably can't get through a checkpoint with that.
No, it's weird. Yeah.
Which then he buries on his land, and then I'm thinking, yeah, but wasn't she supposed to be enrolled in college? So isn't the college going to wonder where she is? And there are going to be lots of questions about this missing girl.
Do you need a permit to bury somebody on your own property?
I think you do. I think you need
to. I don't know.
I think at least if someone's dead, you're supposed to report it. And I don't think he reported. I don't think Rambo reported.
No, I don't think he wanted to because he wanted to blow up his tunnels.
Yeah, and then he run away on a horse.
I want us to see, like, there should have been an after scene, you know, after, like, Rambo's, you know,
runs away on a horse.
On a horse while bleeding.
Yeah, while bleeding out. Yeah.
Bleeding out. It's like Shane.
It is like Shane. He's like a racist Shane.
But what was I talking about?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
It's Rambo. Like, at this point... Okay, so I think what's important now, let's put the brakes on.
Yeah.
Let's put the brakes on Last Blood and step back through the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to First Blood.
All right.
And what's interesting about that is...
That was from 1982?
82, yeah. And it is in... Because both of Stallone's big franchises... the Rambo franchise and the Rocky franchise.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Escape Plan.
Stop or my mom will shoot. I think that's coming back.
There are actually three Escape Plan movies.
Jesus Christ. So, but both Rocky and Rambo follow a similar pattern in the sense that their initial movies are actually inarguably good movies.
They're good stories.
They're good stories with some actual thematic elements that are worth considering and absorbing. And then the subsequent sequels tend to get more and more absurd and cartoonish.
Well, and also in regards to Rambo, the franchise has a reputation. And Stallone has said, I never meant it to be political, which is ridiculous. But it's got this reputation of being a right-wing franchise.
Yeah.
But I would argue that that's not true about First Blood. Because First Blood is about, obviously, PTSD-suffering
Vietnam vet
who's
rejected by the very society he served.
Right.
And that First Blood is very much of the time too,
mm-hmm.
because that was very much in, you know, the public consciousness in the early 80s.
Sure.
Because that's when things started to change. That's when people started to question, oh wait, you know, I mean, it took a decade or more to really, you know, it took to get into the 90s to really go, oh right, we shouldn't be vilifying the veterans from Vietnam,
right,
you know, who were drafted.
Do you think in any way the box office success of First Blood with its themes kind of opened the door for all the Vietnam movies that came after in the 80s, you know, Platoon and Full Metal Jacket and Hamburger Hill that stuff?
Yeah, but...
And I know that there was the Chuck Norris, like, Missing in Action more...
Yeah, but First Blood was more of a critical hit.
Oh, was it wasn't it, a big box office thing?
I don't know. Well, look it up. You have to look it up. I don't know. I didn't do that research.
No, obviously, it did well. It was a big hit.
Yeah.
It was like number one at the box office for a number of weeks.
I mean...
Because back then that happened.
I think it definitely... I don't know if it was responsible for that, but it was definitely part of the zeitgeist. Mm. You know, the turn and the interest in those stories that then... you know, those series of movies followed on. So I think it's definitely part of, like, if you're going to study that, First Blood is definitely part of that group.
I mean,
the other Rambo movies aren't.
Apocalypse Now obviously came first.
Yeah,
but Apocalypse Now
that was before.
Yeah.
That was still kind of in the middle of the complete rejection of Vietnam service people.
And that era of Vietnam movie, like The Deer Hunter and all those, were heavier
that,
dramas.
But that was also kind of the bubbling of that. And then, you know, I think First Blood, you know, came in that period when the public was a little more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And as the culture changed.
It was just...
And as our perception of the Vietnam War changed.
And it was a Vietnam vet themed movie that wasn't so much an art film.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like a...
I think that's also what helped it, is it wasn't framed as an art film. You know, it was framed as more... I guess it was... Was it framed
it's
more
a
as like
B-action
a...
B-action movie.
B-action,
yeah,
or
for sure.
B-thriller or
it's,
that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, it's a B-action movie.
But that's the thing, is... you know, that's what made First Blood work, though, is it was had kind of a B-movie structure, but underneath it, it had a... some really relevant thematic story elements happening,
sure,
that were really connected to the time, and that, you know, Stallone, to his credit, I thought nailed.
Yeah.
At that particular time, and he nailed it not only in just kind of the story that he was telling, but also in his performance. You know, Stallone gets a lot of crap, you know, for a lot of his more cartoony stuff, but. You know, I don't think he gets enough praise for when he gets things really nicely right.
Right.
And First Blood is one of those times where, you know, in the middle of all of his absurd, you know, action-y stuff, sewing up the arm and that kind of thing, you know, you get to the end of that and he's got that monologue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good monologue.
That, you know, that he nails.
Yeah, and, yeah. And he hugs Richard Clarke.
Yeah, and he just wants to come
very
home.
Very sweet. There,
and,
there is...
And in yeah. Last Blood, to jump back to Last Blood for a second... There was a hint of that,
yeah.
In the very early first act, when he's riding the horse with the surrogate daughter, when he has the one line in that still I remember that I thought he fucking didn't really nail the rest of the movie, but that he nailed this moment was in, you know, he was talking about his, you know, his army experience and his Vietnam experience. He's like, yeah, you know, I had some of the, you know, best friends of my life for a while,
right?
And it was very. Understated and thrown away and very effective. Yeah. And I wish the rest of the movie had been gone somewhere that supported that.
But I would say that, because I was entertained, even though I felt bad about being entertained
yeah,
by
and,
it last,
and you
last
should.
Blood.
And
yeah,
you
yeah, it's gross. But I wasn't bored by the movie at any point.
No.
I was amused by it for all the wrong reasons. But I enjoy, you know, bad movies.
Well, yeah, because Last Blood careened, you know, it teased you early in Act One that it was going to go back to First Blood.
Yeah.
Like Rocky Balboa.
Right.
Kind of tried to go back to the original Rocky, which I don't think quite succeeded until he got to Creed.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It then, you know, turned hard into the sequels. And the more increasingly ridiculous sequels.
Yep.
The, you know, I mean, at least Rambo First Blood Part 2 is about... Well, that was just a missing in action ripoff.
Yeah.
You know, because that... But that was, you know, rescuing Vietnam vets.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rambo 3 was like, okay, we got to do something with Rambo. What's happening now? Oh, the Soviets are in Afghanistan. All right, let's have him help those guys.
At least in that one, he was fighting Russians,
mm-hmm.
who are white people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was helping people of color fight white people.
Yeah.
So, you know, it got everything wrong. And in a weird way, Rambo 3... We haven't gotten Rambo 3 yet, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, or not.
Yeah, but my only thing about Rambo 3 is it's interesting because it's in our history.
Well, it's also interesting considering where we are now.
Right. We helped this group of people in Afghanistan fight Russians, and we... train them, and that's what Rambo does
yeah.
in this movie, and then they became the Taliban.
Yeah.
A lot of
well, yeah, I mean, it's more nuanced than that, because
right.
the whole
it's
the Mujahideen was
yeah.
made up of, what, like, I can't, like, seven, I think it was seven different groups alliance,
yeah.
that was the alliance of the time, and I, honestly, I would have to study, okay, which parts of that then became Taliban versus not, but ultimately it's the concept of let's fight in Afghanistan is historically always a bad idea.
For whatever
reason, it's been a
reason.
Bad idea
yeah.
for thousands of years.
Yeah, it continues to be a bad idea.
Like, so like
that is the I would say Rambo 3 is the dumbest, the most ham-fisted of the bunch.
Yeah, I mean.
Because Rambo 2, which what is in a lot of ways, Rambo First Blood Part 2, is the most iconic as far as the action stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and him with the explosive arrow.
Yeah, the explosive arrow, shooting up the radio room, that kind of stuff. Yeah. That was all in the end credit scene of Last Blood. That's the more iconic stuff. Although, I would say...
He had to shoot up that room because Charles Napier was being a jerk.
Yeah, and he was doing it over the radio.
Yeah.
So you gotta shoot Napier's radios.
Stupid jerk.
But, yeah, so, yeah, that's... Yeah, it's, See, here, this is the thing. And this is what... Last Blood... This is the problem. Mm-hmm. Is, And this is the problem with the right-wingy, super right-wingy Rambo movies. And especially now this one, because it's really just supporting this very ultra-right-wing worldview of brown people are not to be trusted.
Yeah. And this is the most xenophobic one.
Yeah.
And it's shots at Trump's wall.
And it's crazy. It's this, I mean, Last Blood is the opposite in thematic elements of First Blood.
Yeah.
Because if you want to build from the original story, the logical story for Rambo Last Blood, after he's come home to his ranch and he's back in America, should be Rambo fucking up white supremacists.
Yeah, sure. He should have been fighting neo-Nazis.
He should, because obviously he's out in the boonies where like a lot of these groups are, and he should have run afoul of a white supremacist survival group.
Right.
And been like, no, fuck these guys.
Yeah. Agreed.
And that would have been consistent with the Rambo from First Blood.
Yeah, I agree. It's a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's all because of... And Stallone, again, says, it's not a political, but it's all his politics that made this movie what it is. Like, I don't think he necessarily is like, I want to make propaganda for Trump.
No, he's not thinking.
I just think he's not thinking,
you know... He's just honestly just not thinking as nuanced and with as much detail as he did in the 70s and early 80s when he made Rocky I and First Blood.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Lords of Flatbush.
And Cobra.
Yeah. And whatever that porno was.
But yeah, so that's... But yeah, I mean, yeah, Rambo... Last Blood should have been Rambo... like brutally murdering white supremacists, neo-Nazis in America.
You could have taken the same, basically the same script that they did, and the exact same script. But just he doesn't have to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
He just has to go into like a neo-Nazi biker gang camp or something like that.
No, it should have been. It should have been, you know, Rambo meets Green Room.
Yes. Fuck yes. Yeah. That would have been great. I just, it's frustrating that it was such a missed opportunity. Because this movie is just like a low-rent Sicario 2, Day of the Dead.
Yeah, no, it's, no, you can, you
Day
can,
of Soldado.
No, you can find, you can find 20 of these types of, you know, we gotta go to some, you know, seedy South American, south of the border,
town or area
where bad things happen to people and we have to kill them. Those are all over Netflix. You can find 20 of those on Netflix.
Oh yeah, it's so weird to me how many of these types of right wing. I don't want to say they're propaganda because that all it suggests that the government's funding these things. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like voluntary propaganda.
I think it's become clear that any kind of idea of conspiracies or, you know, complex machinations behind the scenes in government is nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's because government actually doesn't function at all.
No.
So yeah, no. This is just
people
pure,
voluntarily doing this.
Yeah.
And there are so many of these straight to video. With, like, guys, like, I don't know if they're martial arts guys, but they're built guys, and they shoot, and they can do martial arts and all that stuff, like white guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know any of their names, but there's multiple dudes, and they all have these weird careers where they make the, I assume they make them overseas or like just low budget.
Well, are you talking about like all the Australian bodybuilders that are always bad guys in Asian martial arts movies?
No, I'm talking about the straight to video movies that you see that star like some white American.
Oh, that just
guy.
Star, yeah, the opposite. That, yeah,
but it's
no, because they're always bad. The Australian guys are always bad guys.
Yeah. But the American guys are the good guys. It's like, right. I mean, they are these like throwbacks to the 80s, early 90s, you know, xenophobic, jingoistic action movies. And for a long time, those movies were done by the guys who had aged out of theatrical releases, like,
right.
you know, Jean-Claude and Stallone himself.
Stallone, Seagal. Yeah.
They all went straight to video. And now.
But these guys are just.
These guys are just straight to video.
They're just video.
Yeah. And yeah. I find that so fascinating, and I want to figure out how to make that happen for myself.
Oh, I would love to see you, like, in the shape you're in. Do one of these super right wing revenge, like against racist revenge movies where you
I'm constantly hassling with diarrhea.
That's like you have to stop between every action sequence because you have terrible diarrhea and you gotta sit on the toilet for 3 days.
Oh, this is good.
You get with like a heating pad. bunch of icy hot.
Drinking Gatorade.
You're like, oh, boy.
Eating frozen
pizza. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Why did I have that? Why did I have that DiGiorno stuffed crust?
I really should have cooked it.
I gotta get out there and kill some Mexicans.
I really gotta. How am I gonna?
But it's like I'm being stabbed in my gut.
I really want to get back on my racist revenge tirade. But oh boy, I got heartburn. This heartburn. You need a Prilosec before I can murder people again.
Wait, did they recall these Zantacs? I don't know if they should take this. Yeah, it was, as a franchise, it's really interesting, because you're right, First Blood is a totally different thing.
Yeah, and no, it's its own animal.
Right, and then...
First Blood is inarguably a good movie.
I agree. And it's weird, like, when
it's
you think about it.
It's inarguably a good movie that uses, like, a B-action/thriller structure that actually has some... interesting nuance and some great performances,
mm-hmm.
and is very exciting and fun. You know, it has that like B movie, you know, fun stuff,
sure.
like the sewing up the arm and nonsense. But then it also has, you know, a really interesting message,
right.
to it that none of the other Rambo movies have.
And also, like, it takes the crazy thing about First Blood is
because it's a nuanced message. It's not, it's not a black and white. Because
no,
that's the thing is.
Because he's crazy, and
yeah.
he's doing horrible
and,
things.
Yeah, and they went, you know, when they went full right wing with all the sequels up till now, there's no nuance to them. There's no, is Rambo right or wrong? No, he's right now. These
yeah.
are evil people who should be mutilated. That's those are the messages of all of the subsequent Rambo sequels. Whereas the first one is like, no, actually, you know, there's some, like, the... Because there's the deputy that falls out of the helicopter in First
yeah.
Blood
yeah.
that, you know, is a casualty that Rambo didn't necessarily... He probably could have avoided that. But he, you know, he was... his PTSD kicked in and he was in full combat mode.
Right.
And, you know, that was, you know... And that's what kind of really set things in motion in that movie to the inevitable end.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but there was some nuance there.
Yeah, sure.
That you don't have.
In First Blood, he's a crazy person.
Well, he's a PTSD sufferer. He's not a crazy person.
Well, but I mean, like, well, anyone who's, like, gonna blow up that much shit.
Yeah, but you don't.
He's unhinged.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Well, but even that, but it's, you know, he's you know, I mean, that's how it was presented in the 80s. But
right.
now it's like we know.
No. I know.
It's a result.
It took the anti-hero concept mm-hmm. of like the Dirty mm-hmm. Harry movies of the 70s, bringing it in the 80s, and it made it.
Yeah.
It was over the top.
Yeah.
First Blood is over the top.
Yeah.
But in it.
No, he's definitely uses the anti-hero archetype.
Yeah. And he's an anti-hero enough to just go against the law.
Yeah.
Whereas Dirty Harry is just like prickly about being the law and having to deal with the law.
But what I think, you know,
Stallone's like, fuck the law.
But where I think First Blood holds up in the performance is, even, you know, back for the in the early 80s, you know, there wasn't as much, you know, we didn't know as much about PTSD and that kind of thing as we do now. But I think, you know, to the credit of the movie and to Stallone's performance, it's still there. You can watch that movie again and go, oh, I kind of see. It's like you understand to a large degree the choices he's making.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases where I understand why he's doing this, even though he shouldn't.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you get it.
Like, I get where his mindset is, where he's kind of being boxed in.
Yep.
And based on his experiences, like, this is the only choice he can make.
But you're also...
Whereas in the sequels, it's just, he's just an action hero more.
He's just killing the bad guys.
Yeah.
But I think that what worked about Stallone really well in First Blood is there in his performances of all, in all the sequels. And weirdly, that's what makes them entertaining. Like, it doesn't shut you off completely. It's racism, because there is... Stallone has an underlying vulnerability.
His Rambo, he does carry...
When he does Rambo.
He does carry Rambo's reluctance to horribly murder people.
Yeah.
Until it's time to just horribly murder people. He does carry that through line through all the sequels. And that's what makes that character stand out. You know, in the action
versus category. Cabretti.
Yeah. Yeah. Versus like a Cabretti or any Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Yeah, like a commando guy. Just like, oh, let's just throw guys off cliffs and blow them up. Whatever.
Well, you know, so Alyssa Milano. You gotta
say.
Remember
when I promised to kill you last?
I lied. In keeping with the First Blood formula, mm-hmm. I would say that Last Blood had, like, tried to do the monologue moment.
It tried to, but
not
it's
at the
a voiceover.
End. No, no, no. He has the thing in the truck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he's talking about coming back as a fan. But, like, he didn't go full out with the emotion like he did in First Blood. And also now, like, because his underbite, I think, has become so pronounced, he's almost impossible to understand.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he definitely was doing more of a closed off performance, and whether that was
on purpose,
a full choice, or just because, you know, is where he is at in life now, who knows. But yeah, it definitely isn't as effective, because that's also what makes First Blood very effective, is he is very restrained and pulled back through the whole movie until the end, until that ending monologue.
Well, and he always had a voice that lent itself to people making fun of it,
mm-hmm.
because it's...
it's got a very distinct... Yeah.
But the evolution of it, like, from First Blood to Last Blood, is ridiculous, because, like you cannot... He needs a speech coach on set with him to help him... Because it's hard to understand. Like, that monologue mostly sounded like, family, So I was like, I don't know what he's saying, and it's going on for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. Yeah, he's definitely somebody who shouldn't be doing the modern acting style of swallowing everything.
Oh, like vocal frying?
It's not even vocal fry. It's just that super quiet inside. I mean, but it's a little vocal fry. But it's more the kind of thing, which is, you know, super realistic. Which you can do because, you know, audio is way more sensitive now, so you can pick all that up.
Right, right.
But it also isn't very realistic.
Mm-mm.
Because that's not how you talk in real life.
No.
Especially not on this podcast.
Yeah, you wouldn't hang out with a person who mumbled all the time.
No, speak up.
I don't know what that guy's saying. I'm not hanging out with him anymore.
Yeah, he's not my friend. He's different from me.
Yeah, also, he's probably going to run out of blood.
I hate, he's got in there. We got to have more blood.
We can't live without blood.
I hate people who are different from me and don't have blood. That's what you're saying, right? That's basically what you're saying.
I don't hate anybody, first of all, except Nazis. Hate Nazis.
Gotta hate Nazis.
I gotta hate you Nazis. Gotta,
oh, that's okay. This is my other point that I wanted to make. And we're probably we got. Do you think we maybe come close to?
Yeah, I got one more thing. All right,
let me hit my thing, and then we'll hit your thing. This is the interesting thing that popped up. Well, it's probably not interesting, but I'm completely bored. It's something that popped into my head was that the evolution of the Rambo character is the opposite of the evolution of the Captain America comic book character.
I see what you're saying.
And it is like, because
he starts super right wingy, Captain America, yeah, and then he becomes,
yeah, kind of because the original John Rambo is a guy, you know, who served his country and just wanted to come home and is rejected by it by the very right wingers,
right?
You know, he was supposedly serving and protecting and putting his life on the line for, and comes into conflict with them. And then as the franchise goes on, it just becomes more and more right-wingy, black and white. Right is wrong, Rambo's always right, and the wrong people tend to get darker in color skin as things go on somehow.
If they're not Russian.
Yeah, if they're not Russian. And then the opposite, the Captain America comic book character, started in the 40s as a very just piece of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very propaganda character, but also constructed in a way to irritate Hitler, because, you know, he got the super soldier serum and it turned Captain America, a guy who hates Nazis, into a perfect specimen of a blonde, blue-eyed Aryan, you know, wet dream.
Right.
Who's like, no, fuck you, Hitler. And that was, you know, that was the extent of it. But then when they resurrected the character in the 60s, he eventually grew into the, once he got into the 70s and 80s era, especially in the comic books, as a character that wasn't just a jingoistic, you know, right wing, you know, rah rah government propaganda character, but someone who had a very specific idea about what it meant to be American and what it meant to be fair and what justice meant. And he came into conflict a lot with the government,
mm-hmm,
to the point where more than once the Steve Rogers character abandoned the Captain America role,
mm-hmm,
because of conflict with the government.
Right.
And because he was like, no, you're wrong. And so, you know, it's, I was thinking about that because with the Marvel movies,
mm-hmm,
you know, the Marvel movies very much kind of leaned into that with the Cap, how they portrayed the Steve Rogers character across all the movies. But also, he wasn't completely right, you know.
Right.
He was, you know, there was a little, you know, as much nuance as you get in comic book movies. There was some nuance in that when he got into the whole, you know, registering the superheroes kind of thing, conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, well, no, but I don't trust the government. He's like, yeah, but why should we trust you?
Exactly.
But yeah. Like, yeah. So, that's probably not that interesting. Maybe
it is interesting. But
they're both kind of archetypal, yeah, American pulp, pop culture characters.
Right.
Which is why I was comparing them.
Yeah, it's interesting that they went in opposite directions over time. So I wanted to go to the appellate, the movie appellate.
Oh, right. Because
court, because we have appellate. Stallone is currently on probation.
And this is a Bacon, so there's no judge, so we got a kangaroo court.
It's kangaroo. It's totally kangaroo. We sentenced him to probation for abandoning his core, our audience, in parentheses, Todd, with the PG-13 Expendables 3.
Oh.
If the next Rambo movie is anything other than a hard R, he is immediately whisked.
But that was the last Rambo movie we were talking about. The Burma one. Or Myanmar.
Was that?
What's the date on that?
2014? No. This is after that.
This is after Rambo 4?
Rambo 4, it was 10 years ago now.
It's the 10-year anniversary of Rambo 4?
Yep. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm going to die soon.
Yeah, that's horrible. Isn't it? I mean, I
really... Like,
yeah, 08. It's 11 years.
I was feeling kind of, this is kind of a fun thing that we were doing right now until you pointed out that it's been 11 years since the fourth Rambo movie, and now I just want to just cry. Anyway, continue.
But it's because we said if the next Rambo movie, now that we've established
which
the chronology,
would have been Last Blood,
that's this one, is anything other than a hard R, he is immediately whisked to prison.
Oh, well, it was definitely hard R.
So
can't argue with that.
So by our own, whether we liked the movie or not, whether it was racist or not,
it's definitely hard R.
Yeah,
because he breaks a guy's clavicle and then pulls the broken bone out of his skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've got, we've got a case. I don't know if you want to wait.
What do you mean? Are we his lawyers?
Well, yeah. I mean, we are.
Are we we're like the legal Zoom for Film Pigs?
Yeah. We're the appellate guys.
We're the appellate guys. That's like the commercial. The appellate guys. We will appeal things for you in court. I mean, it's only a fake movie court. And we're also not lawyers.
But we have to, by our own laws, the laws set forth by the fake movie court. Like, what the wording right there is very simple.
I think it's, yeah, I mean...
So, if it wasn't hard R...
Well, but we were just going to send him to jail, but he was already out of jail, or was he in...
But is he off probation?
Is that what we said? He was going to be off probation?
Well, no, it just says if he didn't do a hard R movie, he'd be whisked off to jail. But he did do a hard R movie, so we're not whisking him off to jail, but do we leave him on probation or not? Do we leave him on probation for other reasons?
I think we should leave him on probation, because, like, the misogyny and the racism in this one is, like... I'm a middle-aged white guy, so when I'm watching a movie and go, this is pretty misogynist and racist, it's pretty misogynist and racist. So, you know, and especially considering that it should have been him on his ranch fighting white supremacists on his ranch.
Yeah.
Which is the movie I wanted to see, which is also, like, every time they try and reboot 24, I'm like... Here's the only reboot of 24 you need to do is you reboot it with a Muslim person of color agent who is racing to stop a white supremacist bombing on U.S. soil. Mm. That's your 24 reboot.
Yep.
That's an awesome idea, and I want to see that. And I want to see Rambo fuck up some stateside Nazis.
No, it's like in the 80s. Most of the action movies, the bad guys were Russian or connected to Russia.
Yeah.
So now,
in the 90s, it's arbitrary Eastern European mob guys.
But rather than that, I agree with you, is every action
if it's not a brown terrorist person, number 4, 5, 7, 8.
Right. They all should be fighting Nazis.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be Indiana Jones Nazis.
No, it should be modern American
Nazis. Yeah. I don't even like neo-Nazis. Because Neo, that's the guy from The Matrix.
Makes him sound cool.
It makes him sound cool. Let's call him...
Nazis.
Nazis.
Shit Nazis.
Not pure blood Nazis. Shitty Nazis. They're not even really
garbage
Aryan.
Nazis.
Garbage Nazis. They're Nazis that the Nazis would have been like, fuck off.
You don't belong.
You think you're a Nazi, but you're not a Nazi. I am a Nazi. These are the people that we should be killing in our action films.
Yes. And that's what Last Blood should have been.
Totally agree. That said, are you sad you saw Last Blood?
Not really. I mean...
Do you feel dirty for having given it money?
Yes. 100% yes.
I feel more regretful about the hot dog.
Well, yeah. But that hot dog... That hot dog was like... I saw your hot dog. And... It was like a... It looked like a mummy in a bun. So
I just like the accusatory tone of I saw your hot dog.
It did not look like a fresh hot dog.
No. No, that was a hot dog that had been sitting under a heating lamp for a long time. You know how I can tell that? I have this, like, spiky pain in my intestines right now.
Yeah, it's the hot dog going, let me out!
Let me out in hot liquid form.
Hey, dummy.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Maybe if you'd put one more packet of relish, you'd be okay.
I'm lying. That wouldn't have helped.
No, you had too much relish.
The relish made it worse.
Yeah.
Any amount of packet relish makes it worse.
So you just basically ate a hunk of bacteria on a bun. That's what you have.
It's just like, we just put a bunch of, like, we ground up a bunch of diarrhea causing material and put it in a tube and gave it to you.
Well, on that note, this has been our bacon episode about the Rambo franchise.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
And hot dogs.
Yeah, and diarrhea dogs.
I really do have to take a shit.